We're doing the Rambam on Pirkei Avot. We're up to the third chapter, the sixth Mishnah. Rabbi Nechunya v'Nakana Omer. Kol amkabel alav ol Torah. Rabbi Nechunya v'Nakana Tot. Whoever accepts upon himself the yoke of Torah. Ma'avirin mimenu ol malchut ve'ol tercheretz. They remove from him, he doesn't say who's the they, they remove from him the yoke of the kingship, and he doesn't tell us if it's a Jewish king or a non-Jewish king, the ol derech eretz, and the yoke of derech eretz, the way of the land, which will need to be defined. V'chol ha-porek mimenu ol Torah, and whoever removes from himself the yoke of Torah, notenin alav ol malchut ve'ol derech eretz. They place on him the yoke of the kingship, and the yoke of the way of the land. So firstly, what is the yoke of Torah? Says the Rambam, all Torah is hitchayvut halimud. He takes the responsibility to learn. We said he accepts the yoke of Torah. What does it mean he accepts the yoke of Torah? So the Rambam says the fact that he accepts the responsibility to be the one to learn Torah, that's called that he accepted the yoke of Torah on him. And once he does that, then they remove from him Ol Malchut, says the Rambam, Torah HaMelech Ve'ulo. It's a tircha, it's difficult to work for the king. That yoke is removed from him. Ve'ol Derech Eretz, says the Rambam, is Torah HaZman. The things that the average person is busy with in time. Amar, so the Rambam explains that what the Mishnah taught is, Ki B'Shal Kabbalato Ol Torah, that in, as wages for his accepting the yoke of Torah, Yatzileu Hashem me'ol amlachim. Hashem will save him from the yoke of kings. Ve'yekel alav ol hazman, and will make it lighter the things that the average person has to contend with time. And I think the Rambam means things like parnasa, doing shopping. Things will work out for him in a way where he'll be able to maximize his time. So, you live in this planet, you're still going to have to eat, drink, take care of your bodily needs. That's part of being human. But person could be busier with running around to doctors and running around to doing parnasa and everything else, or a person could have a situation where he has more time to learn Torah. Once a person accepts upon himself the yoke of Torah, so the Mishnah, Rav Nechonya ben Akana Torahs, in heavens they say if he accepted the responsibility to really learn Torah, so they'll remove from him that yoke of working for the king. The king ordinarily demands every person show up. You have jury duty, you have responsibility to show up and help with the tzava. So if he accepts all Torah, they remove that from him, and they also remove from him the all of derech eretz, the things that the average person has to deal with in his daily life. Doesn't mean he won't have to have respect, the way we sometimes say derech eretz means, but it means the average things a person does in his life. V'amru porek ol, and the Mishnah says he who removes the yoke, ha'omer Torah min hashamayim ve'ini sovla. A person says, I know the Torah is given from heaven, but I can't stand it. That's what the Yerushalmi says in Peah. That's porekol. What's porekol? A person says, I know I'm supposed to behave this way. I know what's right, but it's not for me, right? I can't stand it. V'amru charut al aluchot. Our sages said on the Pasuk, says, Ma'michtav, michtav elokim hu charut al aluchot. We're going to see in Parshas Kisisa, when Moshe Rabbeinu was coming down the mountain, so the Torah describes he was carrying the two tablets, and God's script, God's handwriting, was engraved in the luchos. So the word charut, our sages said, can also be read as cherut al haluchot, that there's freedom engraved into the two tablets. We know that the Aseret HaDibot, the Ten Commandments, Rav Sadia Gaon said, encompass all of Tariag mitzvot. They're not just ten mitzvot like the Ramban says. The Ramban says they're a sampling of the Torah. Just like every ger gets a sampling, so too Hashem gave the Jewish people a sampling, the Ten Commandments. Rav Sadia Gaon says, no, the Aseret HaDibrot, they encapsulize all of the Torah. And he wrote a song called the Azarot, in which he showed which Dibrot encompass which mitzvot. And we read it on Shavuot. Right, excellent. Wow. I know. So Shavuos morning, we don't. There was an ancient minhag to read it Shavuos morning with the Kriyat HaTorah, the Aseret HaDibrot. What? We read akdamot before that. And in Chutzar, it's on the second day of Yom Tov, they read Yitziv Pitgam by the Haftarah. Klomar, what did Chazal mean when they said freedom was engraved into the two tablets? Hachirut mechovot hazman bechovot hamelech, this freedom that our Mishnah told us. Freedom from having to deal with the day-to-day things and the responsibility to a king. Because he accepts upon himself that which is explicit on the Luchos, the Torah that's there on the Luchos. Now, even though we try to stick to the Rambam, I want to add 2 points here. When we read Mishnayot like this, we tend to think, okay, it's like they say, Zeh Ashrei, 3 times a day, you get Olam Haba, so every person says Ashrei 3 times a day. Twice in Shacharis, once in Mincha, we go, fine, we're Yotze. Do we really think that if we do that, then everything will work out? We think it's like the doctor tells you. If you do exercise, you'll live long. People do exercise and they die from car accidents. There's no guarantee. But there's a whole myriad of problems a person can have. And if he does exercise, it helps certain health issues. So the same thing goes in the spiritual world. Chazal tell us, you do certain things, they'll help you in certain respects. Is it panacea? Does it say that's it? You're covered? No. It means in certain respects, this is what's going to help. Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelk L'Olam Haba. Every Jew has a portion in Olam Haba. So you see, there are different aspects. What about this Mishnah? So when I read this Mishnah, I always thought, okay, there's a concept. If you do it, then things will work out for you. And approximately 10 years ago, I was here in yeshiva, and I needed an yeshur from the army to continue learning here. And I kept calling, and they kept promising, and I kept calling, and they kept promising, and they never sent it. And the deadline was coming where I would be here illegally. So I'd been chasing after them for 2 months, and it was just they just had to sign that they give me an yeshur to continue learning. And I didn't have it. And I called up my Rebbe in America, and I said, there are 3 weeks left. I'm going to have to buy a ticket. I'm not going to stay here thinking I'm going to learn Torah and then stay illegally and who knows when they'll come and get me. I'm not going to do that. So he said, the Mishnah says, Kol ha-mekabel o'vol Torah ma'avir mimeno o malchus vol derech eretz. You're accepting all Torah, right? So you're learning. What do you want to do? You want to continue learning. You want to do all Torah. So ma'avir mimeno o malchus vol derech eretz. They remove from him the yoke of the tzava and derech eretz. So Emir Shem, it's going to work out. You won't have to come back. I said, okay. He said, do you accept the old Torah? I said, that's what I'm doing. That's what I want to do, of course. So he said, okay. Ma'avir mimeno o malchus vol derech eretz. So we have a chassid here, but I'm not a chassid. I smiled. I said, okay, I'll lie. A bracha isn't a chassidish thing. It's not in Shulchan Aruch. It discusses brachas. So he gave me a bracha. Good. I called up the tzavan the next day. I get another young secretary there, and I say, look, I'm holding by buying a ticket. I have 3 weeks left and I keep getting promises I'm going to get it and no one's giving it to me. You have to remember that to get through to the tzava, you have to call all morning until someone does you the favor of answering the phone and then they don't have time for you. It's not like it's a you call, they answer. So after spending my good hour and a half calling to get through, I finally get through and I tell them I'm going to have to buy a ticket. I told her I already ordered a ticket, I can cancel it, but if I don't get the yeshur, I'm going to have to leave. So she said, you know what, you're 100% right. I'm going to see that you have it within a day. I'm going to make sure you have that issue within a day. And that's the way it was. Within a day, I got the issue. So the Mishnah tells us a person who accepts, they're removed from him. Can I tell you it's going to work? I can't tell you anything. I can tell you that the Mishnah is telling us something that's not just relevant in the time of Chazal. It's relevant, it's a way of life. A person accepts all Torah, so they help him in Shemaim. Whether they'll help him and things will work out or won't work out, he'll have siyata d'shemaim. How far it'll go, we never know. It's not like guarantee. A guy says, oh, so I don't have to worry and fill out all my forms. Everything will work out. No, the Mishnah says there's an extra assistance. The other thing is, I think that we have to be truthful when we read this Mishnah. One of my Rebbeim once told me, and I think that that's a concept we see from this, from the Rambam and the Mishnah as well, that Hashem gives us tirdus in direct correlation to how serious we are. If we take time off from our learning to do a million other things, then Hashem says, oh, so you don't take your learning seriously, you stop your learning to do a million other things, so I'll give you some more things to be busy with. And then a guy has a harder time getting back to his learning because he's doing all the things he stopped to do. And then in Shemayim, they don't give him the Siyata Dishmaya. The Mishnah is saying, if a person does his maximum to take advantage of the time, he accepts the whole Torah. And Hashem says, you're doing your maximum to do what I want you to do, so I'll help you out from Shemayim. I'll give you extra Siyata Dishmaya to help you do it. Mishnah Zayin. Rabbi Chalafta Ishkva Hananya Omer. Rabbi Chalafta was the important person of the village of Hananya. He said, Asara shayu yoshevin ve'osekin b'Torah, if 10 were sitting and delving in Torah, and we already learned the Rambam in Ein Yaakov 2 weeks ago, that the word yoshev has specific meaning, means sitting and learning, and we discussed in the past that the word osek is like doing business, it's delving in Torah, shechina imahim, God's presence is with them. Shnemaus, the verse says, Elokim nitzav ba'adat kel. God is standing by a congregation of God, which is 10. Uminayin shafiru chamisha. Where do we know that even 5 who are learning Torah, God is with them? Shnemaus, the verse says, Vagudato al eretz yisada. Agudato, what's an aguda? It's where you grab something together in your hand, you have 5 fingers in your hand. Al eretz yisada. Uminayin shafiru shlosha. How do we know even 3? Shnemaus, bekerv elokim yishpot. God is in the midst of the judges. We know the minimum panel is 3. How do we know that even 2 who are delving in Torah, God is with them? Shnemaus, the verse says, the 2 God-fearing people spoke to one another in the words of Hashem, and God listened, so God was with them. How do we know even 1 person who's learning Torah, God is with them? Shnemaus, the verse says, wherever my name is mentioned, I'll come to you and bless you. So, where does it say that? In our parsha, the end of our parsha. This pasuk is at the end of our parsha. The end of parsha is Yisro. Says the Rambam, Kvar be'alma b'tchidat Sanhedrin, we've already explained in the beginning of the tractate Sanhedrin, ki eida eina ne'mal al pachot me'asara. The word eida always means a minimum of 10. V'sham be'alma she'en betin pachot me'shlosha. Over there we also explained that you don't have a panel or court less than 3, v'hem asher yikare elokim l'inyan mishpat. And they're the ones that are called elokim for justice. Uperush aguda, what does the word aguda mean? Ma she'adam oged biyado, what a person holds together as a bundle in his hand. V'yesh biyad chamesh etzbaot, the hand has 5 fingers, she'ben oged, and that's how you hold something in your hand, you grab something in your fist. V'gam k'mitzat chamesh etzbaot nikret aguda. And also when a person makes a fist and he holds his 5 fingers together, that's also called aguda. So the Mishnah tells us, even 5 who are learning Torah, God is with them, even 3, even 2, even 1. So obviously this needs an explanation. So why did the Mishnah have to tell us 10? So there's a difference between 10 and 5 and 3 and 2 and 1. But the Mishnah is saying God is there. Yeah? How do we learn that Eida is 10? So the simple understanding, the Gemara says, it's from the Meraglim. At matar la'Eida ra'a zot. Is a reference to the 10 Meraglim who spoke badly about Eretz Yisrael. Correct.
How was it
then? Huh?
How was it through Korach?
How is it through Korach? How is it through Korach? I don't remember. You're saying how by Korach is Adas Korach 10. Korach was much more than 10. Eida is a minimum 10. We learned from Korach as well. I don't remember. Through Korach too? It says v'lo yech Korach v'cha adato, but I don't remember. We could look it up. It's a Gemara, but I don't remember. I don't remember. Okay, now the next 3 Mishnayot have no Rambam, so we'll at least read through them, and then we'll pick up next time with the Rambam and Mishnayot Aleph. Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda ish Bartota Omer. Rabbi Elazar son Yehuda was the important man of the city Bartota. He used to say, Ten lo mishelo, give to God of his own, sha'at v'shelach shelo, because you and everything you own are really God's, so you're giving him from his own. V'chen umer b'David, and that's what David, who was king of Israel, said, ki mimecha kol miyadcha natanu lach. Everything we have is from you, so what we're giving you, we're giving back what you've given us. And if you think about it, this concept is a complex one. We say in benching, God, don't bring us to a situation where we need loans or gifts from other men. But rather we want from you, Hashem, that's whole, that's full, that's open, Hakedusha vehanchava, that's holy and given with breath. Shelo nivosh velo nikalem leolam ve'ed. We should never be embarrassed, externally, internally, no embarrassment. How come we're not embarrassed except from Hashem? If everything we have is from Hashem, then we should be most embarrassed except from Him. Mishnah Tet. Rabbi Yaakov omer, hamalech baderech veshone. Rabbi Yaakov says, if someone's walking and he's reviewing his Mishnayot as he's walking, umafsik mishnato, and he pauses, he stops his review, ve'omer, and he declares, mana'e lanze, how beautiful is this tree. Mana'e nirze, how beautiful did they plow this field. Ma'alin alav kiru mitchayev benafsho. So they consider it as though he took his life, because we know that if you err in your learning, so then a person errs in his performance. We perform based on what we learn. And if you're in the middle of reviewing and you let your mind wander to other things, so then a person is ultimately is going to err. You can't learn that way. You want to learn. Focus. Your head has to be in learning. You want to go out for a walk and see the beautiful trees? Okay, there are times that a person should do that. But you can't stop your learning and look at the trees. There's a time for each thing. What? No, the Rambam we saw in Shmona Prakim, when we learned the introduction to this, you weren't here, that was about a year and a half ago. So when we're doing the Rambam's introduction to Pirkei Avot, the Rambam says, part of learning Torah, a person has to know when to walk and have clarity. It gives a person clarity. Sometimes a person needs to walk and see the gardens and see beautiful things, and it helps a person have clarity. Walking and learning Mishnah. So I think it's the other way around. It's like the Halacha says, you're not supposed to eat while you learn. So I always said, yeah, but it doesn't say you're not supposed to learn while you eat. Meaning, while you're learning, you come to Beis Medrash to learn, so don't sit there munching while you're learning. Be focused on what you're learning. But there's no prohibition to learn while you're eating. The idea is, when you're learning, make the focus learning. If I have chavrusas who sometimes want to shmooze, so if they're my age, Saturday hurts, I don't do this. But if they're younger people who I'm learning with, so then I always say, you want to talk? Fine, let's talk. I close the safer. You want to talk, we'll talk. But I can't learn and talk. Either we're learning or we're talking. I'll be happy to talk. But if we're learning, then our focus has to be in the learning. If we're going to learn and every 2 minutes bring up another comment, another idea, so that's not learning. So the Mishnah says, if you're walking and you're reviewing your Mishnayot, which is something that it's just a question of like reviewing Ashrei, right? You just got to get it down pat. It's a way of reviewing it. Shoneh, he's repeating the Mishnah. So they used to have it down like a song, literally, with a tune. Chaval Dani isn't here. Dani asked about that this week. They had a special tune for each Mishnah, and they used to sing the Mishnayot. So he's reviewing his Mishnayot, and then he starts and says, whoa, what a nice tree. So the last 35 times he reviewed the Mishnah, he got it right. But now he broke his train of thought. Now he's going to try to review the Mishnah. He might miss a word. And then when it comes to ruling in Halacha, so he might mess up. So that's why the Mishnah says, they consider it like he took his own life. Rabbi Dostaib Rabbi Yanai omer mishum Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Dostaib Rabbi Yanai said in the name of Rabbi Meir, whenever we have this word, we have to pause. We discussed last week in the Rambam's introduction to Mishnah, we discussed this concept of how Rabbi Meir is quoted in the Mishnah. Text him. And we've discussed that the word Mishum very often means he didn't hear it directly. Tana, he was his disciple. That's a general rule. If one quotes another, it means he was his disciple. But we said, if it says Mishum, so then it doesn't necessarily mean he heard it directly from him. So he taught, whoever forgets something from his Mishnah, Malina Lav Kiru Mitchayev Nafsho. So that too is considered as though he took his own life. Sheneimal, like the Pasuk says, just watch yourself and watch your soul greatly, lest you forget the things. Meaning, if you do forget, so it's your soul that's at stake. It might say, it might happen just because he forgot his Mishnah. Sometimes it happens. A person knows something. Yeah, I have it. Sometimes I have a chavrusa. I know him. I've been learning for half a year. I show up to the Seder and I forget his name. Sometimes you have something that you've been doing for a long time, you know it, but then suddenly you forget. You say Kriya Shema, and suddenly in the middle, wait a second, where am I holding? I don't remember the order. Does it go this way or that way? Takvalav Mishnato, sometimes things that we're fluent with, we could suddenly forget. Is that also included in this warning? Tilmod lomal, so learn so that you know to say, Yufen Yasuru Milvamecha, the continuation. Yes, you should know. Because when we learn on Shabbos morning, when we learn the Marabim always said Talmud Lomar. But when we learn Shabbos morning, the Menorat HaMaor, we learn the Karavani edition. The reason we learn that edition is because Mr. Karavani is a Yemenite, and he puts the Nekudos in the Menorat HaMaor, in that version of the Menorat HaMaor. And from that I learn how the Yemenites have a tradition, how to read the Mishneot and Gemara. And he always writes the Nekudos as Tilmod Lomar. Learn so that you know what to say, not Talmud Lomar. And in the Mishnah, the Mishnah was written Baruch Shebachar Behem of Mishnatam. Shanu Chachamim Bilshon Mishnah. The last chapter of Pirkei Avos, the sixth chapter, begins telling us that the Mishnah has its own language. The Mishnah is in Lashon HaKodesh. It's not like the Gemara in Aramaic. So to use the word Talmud Lomar, yeah, we have Mishnah. We saw earlier in Pirkei Avos. We have Mishnah in Aramaic. Al De'atfet Atfuch. We do have Mishnah in Aramaic. But to say that the Mishnah over here means Aramaic or Hebrew, I don't know. I figured it's worth mentioning. Yeah.
Can you repeat the
Mishnah? The Mishnah says in the sixth chapter. You have it over there. Shanu Chachamim Bilshon HaMishnah Baruch Shebachar Behem Uvmishnatam. The rabbis, they said the Mishnah in their language. And see that the Pharisee Yisrael over there, he explains this the way I think.
What do you say
that Lashon Mishnah is not like Lashon Gemara. It's not like Lashon Tanakh nor Lashon Gemara. It's its own Lashon. So you could question that from the Gemara. Yeah.
Mishnaic
Hebrew is its own thing, right? Yeah. Right, some explain that way, right? What I said, I think, is what it says in the Tiferes Yisrael. I think so. Over there, the Yachin Uba is on the bottom. I think that's what he says. So when the Pasuk says, and watch yourself lest they are removed from your heart, he isn't held accountable until he literally removes it from his heart. If he just happened to forget, so that in heaven, they don't hold that against him. So this Mishnah seems to be going slightly different than the previous Mishnah, right? Previous Mishnah said, if he isn't careful in his review, so then mitchev menafsho. And this Mishnah says he's only mitchev menafsho if he literally uproots the Mishnah from his heart.